thank you to our sponsor for this week. We have Hand Up Gloves, Brian.
How awesome. You make badass gloves. You endorse badass riders. And did you know you also endorse some super grateful badass podcast hosts?
They've been so cool to us. So happy that we connected with them and that we can have an ad on our show.
My favorite feature of them is the giant nose wipe, because my nose when I'm running, when I'm riding. And it's great, and it's not for that. It's also good for getting the foamies out of my mustache when I crack a fresh brewski.
Dude, I didn't even realize that. Multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah.
I just got my first pair. I know you've had a couple. But yeah, I love them already. Brian, I was actually looking on their website and I was like trying to scope out, because you know, like I can't just be done after these gloves. I'm going to probably buy at least one more thing. Scoping out their shorts and like they have some cool jerseys too. Did you see like the Hawaiian jerseys they have that are like button down Hawaiian shirts, but they're also like jerseys for riding your bike?
Nothing screams I'm fast and in shape, but also like to party.
What I'm all about. It's because like, I want something that looks like I'm a mountain biker. Like, I'm so sick of wearing like Lycra every time. But yeah. I also want to be like, hey, guys, I'm actually just here to have fun. And that's exactly what that's all about. So I wear that with my gloves that say beer me. Okay.
You're good to go. You look comfortable. You're going to be comfortable, because low key, you look casual. But deep inside those fibers, they are designed for athletic action.
Yes, they are.
Damn, why wouldn't everybody buy Hand Up?
Well, hopefully our friends are going to go use our promo code and buy themselves anything.
Go get yourself some.
We have a code that's going to give you 10% off anything you want to buy from Hand Up.
Hit him with that code, my man.
Oh, yeah. We got local roots, but the S is with a money sign.
One more time.
Local roots, LOCALROOT, money sign.
All right, so once again, that is local root money sign. Hand Up, thank you. I think I've discovered my first Arvon beer that I don't love.
I saw that. You sent a Snapchat, or no, Instagram story, and it was of 1,000 beers.
Yeah, we got them all. Well, the past 3 weeks, they've sold out, and I haven't got any, so today I was like, fuck you, I'm getting them.
So are they doing like a new release like every week or something?
They have like 4 new beers every week, yeah.
Whoa.
Sell out so fast.
Oh, really? But, oh yeah, well that's probably why you couldn't get it the other weeks.
Yeah, that's why. But last
using deduction.
Yeah, right. we're using our noggins. But last week they delivered to Traverse City, which was
all the
really
way
cool.
To Traverse City.
All the way to Traverse City.
You know, we have a friend who lives up there.
We do.
Hop on the podcast.
Do you think? Wait. Do you think he's listening to us right now?
Doubt it.
No way. There's no way. No way.
I heard that whole thing, boys.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
we're busted. Our asses are friggin' toast, dude.
Your ass is grass, man. Larry.
Oh, man. I must have pet. You know what? It's funny. Last week, I got in trouble right away with our guest, too, because he called me out for not watching all his videos.
Wait. You've had other guests besides me?
No, just you.
No. Tim, no, never. that is the sound of a very good friend, genius in his own rights, a fan of Northern Michigan, a Traverse City local, podcast co-host, Tim Wurzburger.
What's up, my man? Introduction, huh? Genius?
That was pretty good.
It was not bad. That's like the best introduction I've done in a while, for sure.
You reading from a script, Larry?
No. That's off on right. The dome.
He practiced this morning. Don't let him lie.
I practice every morning, yes. I just like wake up, I go to like my bathroom mirror, and I practice podcasting every morning.
Well, speaking of, boys, congratulations on your 1,000 listens. That's a big milestone.
Oh, stop it. You don't mean it.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh, shucks.
I do. I do mean it.
Thanks, ooh. Dude. Ooh. So for people who don't know you, you come from a podcast. Do you want to just kind of give us a little background about Tim Wurzberger?
Sure. So, yeah, I do have a podcast. And I have, I'm the star of the show. I have a co-host who played some hockey in the NHL. His name is John Scott. The show is called Dropping the Gloves with Tim featuring John Scott. And it's a lot of fun, man. Like it's so funny to be like, you know, growing up, just idolizing these hockey players. And like, I'm like, oh, I followed them all in fantasy sports and I had, you know, playing video games. And now I'm like texting them all the time. It's just wacky. It's a lot of fun. I was texting a guy last night. He was on the Bruins, you know, 10 years ago. I'm like, dude, I literally had your jersey. And now we're just talking.
Who was it?
Damn. Yeah. Who was it?
A guy named Shane Knighty. You wouldn't know him. He was kind of an enforcer. He wasn't a star.
He was actually like a cool underground guy that only the cool guys knew about.
No one really knows
him. You probably wouldn't know about
it. It's a lot of fun. And it's the podcasting is just, you know, it's kind of taken off. We have people sending us merch now, which is kind of crazy.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm wearing some socks right now from my guys at well, actually, I don't want to say no free ads on the show, right?
Ah, get them. Yeah.
There you go.
We do ads now for hand up gloves. They're cool.
Hand up gloves are cool. They are rad.
And then whoever's Tim's socks are, I guess, are cool or whatever, too. But yeah, not as cool. Hand up gloves.
Yeah. Is that hand up gloves.
Mountain biking gloves?
And for snowboarding and for golf and for everyday use.
No way.
Use promo code local root money sign
cha-ching.
For 10% off your order.
That's a long promo code.
It's hard. I wonder, we haven't like talked to them since we introduced
it's so
it.
Hard.
I bet like one person has used it.
I want to know. We don't have any way to track that analytics.
I'm afraid to check in because it's just like, he's going to be like, yeah, no one's used it. And maybe we should end this relationship.
Maybe we need to drop you.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And then, so if I just postpone talking to him again, unless he listens, there's no way he listens. He's just like, I'll send these guys some gloves and maybe they'll
send them free gloves every month and call them good.
But yeah, Tim and I used to work together in Traverse City. We worked for a marketing agency up there. Tim, you're still there. And one of the shows we produced was the one that Tim was just talking about, Dropping the Gloves. That's literally why, you know, we started this podcast too. Just, it was so fun. That was like our break every Thursday. Like we'd grind all week. And then like Thursdays at like 2, John would come into the office and we'd all just kind of crack some beers, go to the podcast room and record the podcast. Is that still like the vibe? I mean, obviously not with COVID or whatever, but like before that hit, was that sustaining?
I mean, it's so different now, honestly, man. Cause it's like for obviously now the quarantine. So we're recording remotely. So John's in his basement. Like today he had his daughters on the show, like answering questions for a few minutes.
That's so fun.
It was fun, but like he loves it because it's so like less interrupted to his life. Like he's got 5 girls, another on the way. Larry, did you know that?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
6 spring. That is insane.
Wait, is this the boy they've been waiting for, or did they find out sex?
Oh, they're not going to know until it's born. So she's due, I think, July or something.
That's crazy. So he's been, so they should know the sex by now. Are they just not looking into it yet?
They're choosing not to. They're not going to until it's
born. That would be so hard. That's the one of my favorite things about John is he's like this big, tough hockey player. And then his whole family is just 5 sweet little girls. And you just like expect like a bunch of rambunctious boys if you just like knew them or whatever. And then just like, yeah, exactly. Pure like serenity.
Yeah. And it's funny. I mean, if you want to get into like biking. So when we recorded our first episode of the week, I think on Tuesday, and he had just bought his girls, I think 4 of his girls bikes from some local spot in Traverse City.
Nice.
And I guess they have a program where you can buy them and then you get the credit in like a couple years and then trade in and upgrade or whatever.
Smart.
Trade it in and then that applies to like the next level up as the girls are growing. Cause they know that people can't afford to buy bikes every couple years as kids grow up.
Right.
I mean, so John Scott was, probably could, but you know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he's like so stingy. But so ironically enough, he goes there and he's like, he's telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about spending like $50 to $75 a pop. I mean, it's like a 4-year-old girl. How much could a bike cost? And I think he paid about $1,000 for 4 bikes.
Yeah, that should be it. Yeah, like, that's what bikes cost.
Yeah, he was not happy about that.
He has a mountain bike, right? And like, but that was given to him, I'm pretty sure he told us.
Yeah, like, his mountain bike, he did the half Ironman in Traverse City last summer. And he's like, yeah, my 4-year-old has a better bike than I ran or rode like whatever 50 miles in last year.
That was so funny. That's kind of why we wanted to have you on, because we have a fun kind of mountain bike story, at least, you know, for a little of the podcast. So, I mean, I don't want to talk about John Scott the whole time, but just this is probably the last thing. He was training for a marathon was it a triathlon?
A half Ironman.
A half Ironman. Okay.
Can we give a quick just description in case anyone listening doesn't know who John Scott is?
Yeah. Okay. John Scott is a former NHL hockey player. He was an enforcer. He's like 6'7", 270, and he just fought guys. And he was kind of the best in the league at doing that for about a decade. And then he was voted into the All-Star game in 2016, sort of as a joke by like a fan vote, to like make him like stick out and make him feel, you know, goofy and not in place. But he ended up going, even though the league tried to stop it. He scored a couple goals, was voted as the All-Star MVP. And it was like a whole Disney crazy, wonderful moment. Movies are in the works, Larry. I can tell you some stuff off screen. I can't say on the air right now.
Oh man.
I'm excited to hear where that's at.
Yeah. So Tim and Larry, you guys both mountain biked with a NHL All-Star MVP.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is badass. I want our listeners to just let that sink in. That is pretty serious shit.
Yeah, take a quick second if you're listening and just evaluate your own life and compare it to mine. And but John was training for this half Ironman, which I think this little session this afternoon he did with Larry and I was like one of like maybe 3 bike rides.
That's what I was gonna say. Is like he was training for like the bike portion was what, 50 miles, Tim?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and he did a total of I follow him on Strava, and I think he had like maybe 40 miles within like 3 months of training. And that's he put in on the bike. And 12 of it was with us on the mountain bike trail, not even road bikes like what he was going to race.
I was going to say, so he was on I'm assuming a road bike for this, right? But he was out mountain biking.
He took his mountain bike on the race.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Was it a road race?
Yep.
Okay. So it was just like a normal, oh man. That poor guy.
and it was, Brian, it was your first bike. It was a Specialized Rockhopper that he said when he was at San Jose, they just gave like a bunch of dudes on the team a free Rockhopper.
Oh, that's that crazy. 47-pound mountain bike.
Right. Yeah. And he said he was like the only one in the race who wasn't wearing, I mean, the foot clips or whatever. You guys are the bike people. You can tell me. I'm trying to sound like an idiot. But yeah, she's like everyone's riding by him, like being like, oh, retro throwback, like good for you, man. And he's just like, yeah, well, I didn't want to spend the money on him, even though he's literally a millionaire.
Totally. Let's hear about the bike ride.
Sure. Tim, I mean, we can get into it. It was at Vasa, my old home turf. I miss it so much. Tim, have you been out there much?
The Vasa.
No, I don't think I've gone since the last time we've been.
Really? So that might have been this time that we were talking about here with John.
We did a couple after that because this was back in like July and we did some in the fall.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So yeah, we just met up there. We did like the 12-mile loop. I remember just like trying to feel like I wanted to like go as hard as I could because he's a professional athlete and you want to like show off, even though like I have like way more experience on a mountain bike. I knew he could have smoked me like easily.
Just a physical specimen of like fitness.
Big time.
Well, it, It's funny because, like, yeah, he's a professional athlete, but he's also, like, among those professional athletes, he's kind of a stick out of water. Is that the expression, stick out of water?
Fish out of water. It is now.
It's a stick out of water.
Just
stick out of water.
Yeah.
Impression, stick out of water.
Put that on a t-shirt. Give me 10%. So, all right.
Gotcha.
So basically, yeah, he was a fish out of water. And so we were all kind of wondering, like, okay, he's not Ovechkin, that level of athleticism. But at the same time, he's still like a professional athlete. So like we had no idea what to expect as far as what was his fitness level going to be. How like, I mean, I knew he was going to beat me, but like, okay, Larry's like the best mountain biker I know. And I'm like, is he going to smoke Larry? Is Larry going to smoke him? Like I had no idea what to expect. And so when Larry and I usually go, just the two of us, I know he's kind of going easy on me. And like I'm huffing and puffing and he's like probably still a workout, but like he's kind of cruising, Larry. Oh, and yeah. And I know that like when John was there, like you were saying, Larry, like you were like you took it up a level because you knew that he was going to push you.
Well, I was going definitely more than I would have when it's just you and I, because I mean, I felt like I had to like show that. Mountain biking is like one of the things I'm like kind of good at. So like you only see John at work. You only, you know, you got to show like, hey, there's something I'm kind of good at. So I felt like I had to like push it just a little bit, but then at the same time, I don't know. I just knew that he could have smoked me probably. And then Tim, we had you in the background kind of like keeping up. And then so we wanted to like maintain speed for you too, but I feel like he was on my butt the whole time, so I kept feeling like, all right, I gotta kick it up a little more.
Yeah, and like you stop like every couple of miles at one of those, you know, the map stops or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you guys would have like already been stopped for like a minute, and I'm just like getting there and I'm like and so you have to like wait even longer for me. And John was a great sport. Like he could just, even now probably, like, you know, he could just pick up and do the half Ironman again right now if he wanted to.
Yeah. And that's probably like the climax of the story is like he did a Ironman of that. Like how crazy.
And the funny thing is like I spent so much energy trying to just keep up with you. And like I was stressed out about the two of you. Just like you're always just like right behind the bend. Like I can see like the back of John's bike and you're right in front of him. And you just every corner I can't. You know, I finally get on a straightaway. I can see you again. And I spent so much energy in like frustration trying to keep up with you guys that I wasn't having any fun mountain biking.
No.
So I was just like halfway through, I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm just going to just enjoy myself. I'm going to try to stop keeping up with these guys. And I was basically didn't see you again until we got back to the parking lot.
That's such a like lesson too, because where I'm at here, I ride with Brian and our buddy Mark, and that's me. I'm like wheezing for breath, trying my best to keep up with these guys, and they're just smoking me. And then like the first couple rides, I was like, well, I gotta, you know, same mentality. Like I gotta, you know, like keep up at least a little bit. And then I'm just like, why? I'm not having fun if I'm just like dead like 4 miles in because I like gave all my energy. And it's like, if I just like wait, Brian is nice enough to wait for me at the post. Like, so, you know, what's the rush?
And then now when I ride with Mark, it's a Mark waits for me because he's like even that much faster. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, I don't know. That's one of my favorite parts about mountain bike. Like, have we said the quote on here that it's like the famous mountain bike quote of, it never gets easier. You just get faster. Like, oh, does that hit closer to home than anything?
That is awesome. I think we have talked about that, but okay. Those are like the best words to live by. Cause even like every time I climb a hill, I'm like, fuck, like this should not hurt still. And right. It's like, no, it should. I just did it faster.
Exactly. It's like that thing in Strava where you like your PRs or whatever. It's like, as long as you like, at least that's what I tell myself. As long as I have like a silver today, I did a good job on the hill. Like, I don't care if like I left early or only did like, you know, 6 miles instead of 12. It's like if I PR'd or something, like I need that to like keep
killed
going.
You gotta kill it on at least one thing, and then you can go super slow the rest of the trail. It's fine.
Perfect.
What I'm glad Strava doesn't do is give you like your like PR for like your personal slowest time. At a section.
Like it tells you at the end of the ride, like, by the way, you totally suck shit on
Red. This was the slowest you've ever done, ever.
So I gotta finish the story. So John bought a bike for his kids the other day, and he's talking about it on the podcast because he's mad about the money he had to spend, and he thinks it's BS. He's glad that like you can get like the new bike in a couple of years with that credit, whatever, as long as you take care of it. And as he's telling about that, I'm talking about when I bought my bike last year, Larry, about this time last year. It was like last spring, summer, maybe June. And so I hadn't bought a bike for myself. Or I mean, I never bought a bike for myself. I hadn't gotten a new bike since I was like 13 or 14. And the one that I got then was one I rode like all through high school. It was just like a Mongoose street bike.
Oh, yeah. With the tell me you had some pegs.
So
pegs like the size of fists, like they were just massive pipes
for grinding.
Yeah, oh, it was the pegs on the back and giving people a ride. It was great.
Hell yeah.
So I never bought like an adult bike, and so Larry takes me, he's like, hey, no problem, like I'll help you.
I was so excited, by the way. Like, you were like, I want a bike, and I'm like, yes, I'm gonna force him on so many mountain bike rides.
Yeah. Yep. So it was, and it was fun, and it was like, you know, it's overwhelming because there's so many bikes, and I don't know what I would have bought if you weren't there. I don't know. I mean, I just had no idea where to look. I was trying to look at what size tube I need to replace my tire, and I couldn't even find that one. So I was just like, okay, what am I going to buy? You took me to the shop in town, and then I'm like, I picked the Trek Marlin 5, and it was, I love it. I had to get the biggest size, I think, Larry, right?
Yeah, you got to, well, it's a large. That's what I have too. I think, right? Or did you go XL? Because you're a bit taller than me, right? You're 6'2",
6'3". I don't know what size I got. I'm looking at it.
He might have been in an XL. Brian, what would you put him in?
I think he might be. I think, doesn't Trek have like a slot between a large and an XL?
Maybe they do.
I thought they did.
Whatever. I don't think that's the. I don't think we should dwell on that.
So listen, I was telling John about Larry taking me to the store, and I had to buy all the accessories, right? So I'm like, Larry, I need a helmet. He's like, yep. I need a lock. Yep. I need a water bottle. Yep. And I need a kickstand. He's like, no.
No kickstand.
Like, I haven't bought a bike since I was 11. Like every bike I ever had a kickstand. He's like, yeah, you can't do that. Why? He goes, you will get just toasted on the trail. Everyone will make fun of you. The first thing, and my first look into like the culture of biking, but like when you pull into the parking lot at the trail, and you unload, like everyone's just looking at your rig and seeing, judging, like, oh, what's he got?
Shit.
Yeah. So if you get a kickstand, you are already like, you're already way behind. You have a lot of ground to make up. And I was just kind of thinking, like, okay, well, thank God Larry was there. But in my mind, I'm like, where am I going to do? Am I going to just lean it up against stuff? Like, what do people do without a kickstand?
So you know, if we want to talk about it just a little bit, yeah.
I would say, like, in reality, If they could make a kickstand, you know, that wasn't heavy and didn't rattle.
Wouldn't break like the second you hit a root.
Yeah. Like, there are plenty of times where I wish I had a kickstand.
Totally.
And there are plenty of times where I lean my bike up against my car and I'm like, it's fine. I shut the door. I'm like, oh, yep. Fuck, cool. I just fell on the ground again.
Now you got a scratch on your car and your bike.
But, you know, it's fine. Yeah. It's at the point now where, it's like, oh, I scratched the tailgate of like my new Jeep, and I'm like, oh, is the bike okay though? I'm like, oh, Brag. Cool, the bike's fine.
Yeah, yep. And so in the show, John was not too kind to you, Larry. He was like, oh, Larry doesn't know what he's talking about. Larry's not cool. But you should just get a kickstand if you want one. And I'm like, no. Larry saved me that day. A lot of embarrassment.
Larry saved you.
A lot of street cred could have been lost in the local biker community.
Well, thanks for having my back there. I'm going to have to go back and listen, and then I'm gonna have
to... You might have to drop the gloves with John Scott, huh?
I can take them. When's the last time he's been in a fight? I think I got him. What do you think, Tim?
No.
He's got dad... I think he's probably stronger now because he's got dad strength.
He's got protection strength, yeah.
That's yeah.
Absolutely right. That's a real
thing. It's probably just pent-up anger of raising children.
Yeah,
it's just like I need to punch somebody. Larry, come here.
I remember this is not shining me in good light, but there was a running joke, and I hated it, but it was funny, I guess. But it was always, "Damn it, Larry!" So that's cool.
He still did that after you left too. Like, he stopped since. Like, I'd be like not recording or something or say something stupid. He'd be like, damn it, Larry.
So even when you fucked up, then you became damn it, Larry. But yeah. You can still say Larry, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
We should get a soundbite of John Scott saying that for the pod.
Oh, I could get you on for sure.
Okay. That'd be wonderful.
There's your new intro.
I would love that.
All right, fine. That'd be funny. But like in my defense, I just don't want to sound like I'm totally inept. Like obviously, I've screwed up a bunch of times. I'm human and I'm lazy sometimes or whatever. But
no, Larry, you're perfect.
Thanks, Tim. There's so many like things with like audio and video equipment. Like there's so many like points to fail. Like SD cards. For one, cables could go out, like something can go wrong, and it's just like you feel so helpless because it's like you could do anything possible to like prevent it, but like the technology like screws you over, and then all eyes are on you because you were supposed to protect and like get that thing done, and you just feel like such an idiot. I don't know how many times that's happened to me. That's just like my life encompassed is like
it happened to me today. It ended up being okay, but we record our webinar, our podcast on Zoom right now. Sure. And we had the setting set up so you record both tracks or all tracks and independent audio files, right? Mm-hmm. But I upgraded my Zoom like yesterday and I recorded today and it didn't do that. It like goes back to the default setting of not having a separate files.
No.
Luckily this episode didn't matter, but I switched it right back on. But like you said, it's just so easy to have a little thing go wrong that just ruins the whole episode.
Right. And then from like the view from 1,000 feet where like, you know, John or someone sitting and they're just like, what, you couldn't push record? What the fuck's your problem, you idiot? Or you can't blame that either, because what else do you think goes into it? It's just a record button, right? You talk into the microphone and then it records.
When we are doing any kind of, if I have to do anything for this podcast besides talk and drink beer, I am lost. And Larry, I'm sorry, but I know you get extremely frustrated with me, but I am like really bad with any of this audio or video uploading or anything. So
it's just sometimes I wonder if you even care, Brian.
Well,
by the way, Larry, I did my first I had to teach myself how to edit the podcast after you left, and luckily now it's with a media company, I guess, a podcast company that we signed with. But I had over the weekend, I taught myself Adobe Premiere and I made a hockey video.
Get out. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Where I'm like,
a damn tear over here.
I got to send you a picture. I like, there are so many overlaid clips. Nerd. Like it was a complex thing where I'm having like audio from the show overlap with like real footage of what happened on the ice. And like, and I get, then it breaks into the audio from the announcers and the game footage. It's like, it's pretty sweet.
Can you send it to me?
I will. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to cry. I'm so proud.
Oh, thank you.
That's wonderful.
Hey, Tim, I have a complete random and unrelated question.
Yo.
That sounds good. I feel like we've been talking about John Scott for 25 minutes, and it's almost weird at this point.
I want to talk more about John Scott. But anyway,
sure, that's
does Right Brain do takeout beer?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't really looked. I bet they do like growlers and stuff.
That's what I was wondering. So my cousin keeps giving me shit about like all the different kind of beer I'm drinking in Grand Rapids. And he lives in Traverse City. And he's like, hey, you need to like send me some stuff. And I was like, I'll send you some stuff. But I'm thinking like, but I you need to send me stuff back. So I'm trying to think about what I need. He did say, I think Rare Bird was shut down. And they were pretty bummed about that.
Most of them are.
Yeah, I think that's wild. It's crazy. Like here in Grand Rapids, most everything is open.
Right, you just have to pick it up.
It's it's takeout. You can't go sit in there, obviously. But
everything here is shut down.
That's wild.
Like, not even for pickup.
Not even takeout.
Yeah, most of them aren't even open for takeout.
Wow. Once summer hits, like that's what Traverse City thrives off of. What are they going to do?
Yeah,
this year?
Like workshop. I feel like
workshop's closed.
Really? I think they'd make a killing on just takeout pizza and beer. That's like bread and butter takeout food right there.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, dude, like Mama Lou's is closed. Firefly's closed. Taproot is closed. Sorolina, like they're all closed. Little Fleet. I do know the food trucks are here, though. They are here. They're not open yet, but there are five food trucks at Little Fleet, which is great.
Okay, that's good. That's promising, right?
It's weird. I don't know why I'm surprised, but I'm surprised that Traverse City is that shut down. I thought
I'm really surprised, too.
Is everyone pretty like face mask wise, like here, finally people have like sense and most people are wearing face masks out. Like I just did some grocery shopping today and it seemed to be good. Like what's the culture like over there?
There's still the occasional idiot that drives around with a face mask on, but
yeah, in his own car.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, Traverse City, I feel like, is always a little bubble when it comes to stuff like this. I mean, from what I've heard, I've only been here for a little while, but it's relatively normal. I mean, it's quieter than usual. It's kind of annoying. You can't walk around downtown and go to your favorite like shops and restaurants. But I mean, the grocery store like has everything you need. They were never sold out of anything except for like maybe toilet paper that first week, like everywhere else. But like,
oh, we still don't have it.
So we still don't have any. Yeah. It's nuts.
Okay. But it's really not that crazy here. Like it's really not. And even like the grocery stores are still pretty normal. You can still find everything you need and they're not that crowded. Like I just, and I talked to like people like you, I talked to my family back home in Boston. It's a totally different story.
Oh, I bet.
Oh yeah. Boston's gotten nuts. I returned. So I ordered shoes. They're these really dope Vans. I was really excited about.
And oh, you did. I feel like I saw your snap. I was like, Brian, I might get the same exact shoes as you. Those are sick as hell.
Yeah, I kept them and they're on sale, but I got them in two different sizes because I didn't know what size I needed because I was reading reviews. And anyways, and I was going to return them today and I looked online and it said you can just return them to the store. And it was so Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know why Vans was through Dick's, but that's probably why they were on sale. Anyways, they are doing a curbside service, but it blows my mind. Like, how is Dick's Sporting Goods considered like an essential business? I don't know. It's like, Lira, you were talking about how you can buy shit from like directly from like the store at Best Buy and they just like bring it out to your car. Like that just like blows my mind, but they must be like getting business. I don't know. There was a guy in front of me buying a kayak.
That is nuts. But
that's crazy.
Like what's crazy is like, I think I mentioned this, so sorry if I've said this on the pod already, but like some of these places that are open, like when it was like super strict, like I know it's loosened just a tiny bit now, but like it was to the point where like you weren't allowed to leave unless it's essential travel. So I know that's still kind of in place, but like, so Best Buy is open. So I bought
Dick's
like
was open the whole time too.
Right. So like I went to go buy a new GoPro, but technically if I were to have been pulled over and I told them, oh, I'm going to pick up my new GoPro I bought, I feel like I could have gotten in trouble because that's probably not essential to go pick up something like that, even though they're allowed to sell it. Like this is an uncharted area. Like,
it's crazy. It's nutty. And I don't want to like talk too much about it because I know people are super angry about it. And I mean, my two cents is just stop. But be a little less angry towards people. That's my only bit. I don't care.
That's beautiful.
Aww.
So I got to ask you guys, and speaking of like ordering stuff online, have either of you guys ever done one of those subscription for clothing, like Stitch Fix or whatever? I forget them all those other clothing things.
Tim, are you trying to drop another promo code?
Promo code Tim20. No promo code.
No,
but I'm thinking,
I have
like,
thought about it though.
Like right now I have nothing exciting. Like the most exciting thing I have happening is watching my hair grow in the mirror. I'm like, oh, it's longer today. So like, I'm trying to find some excitement and like, you know, getting these clothing deliveries would be kind of cool. And I've heard good things, but there's so many of them out there. Trunk Club. There's so many that's like, how do you pick one and are they worth it? I've heard a lot of them say like the first package is really, really good. And you get all excited and they just kind of dropping quality right after that.
They give you shit afterwards.
I don't know. That's not a bad idea though.
Go ahead, I know there's a company. So yeah, I think that's kind of cool. I think there's like a mountain bike company that does that.
Ooh, with cool mountain bike clothes.
It's like mountain bike gear. Yeah, you got like gloves or like different fucking weird tire levers and shit like that. I don't know. It's nothing like crazy, but
that seems a little like I don't see that like sustaining because like how much stuff could they send until. Because it's probably like under 30 a month. So they're not sending you anything substantial. It's like they couldn't even send you a tire.
No.
And then it's like how many keychains, multi-tools and tire levers can they send you before you're like, okay, well, I don't think I need this anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to look up.
But Tim, I kind of it sparked in my head like, I think I want to try that out. If you do it, let me know because I kind of want to just like get new fashion delivered to me because like I don't really know what would look good on me, and I always just like guess or whatever. No, I have my wife. My wife says this looks good, and then I wear it. But like,
the outlets down in Grand Rapids are awesome. I wish I lived closer to them.
Yeah, Tim and I took a work trip to Chicago, and we stopped in Grand Rapids. That was when I first moved here, actually, and I was working. Whatever, it doesn't matter. What did we spend? Like 2 hours just shopping the outlets? Just a couple buds doing our shop on?
Yep. I didn't spend like any money. And then with the last store we went into was J. Crew, and I dropped like $250.
You were eyeing this jacket, and then you're like,
bought it.
And you didn't know. He did the very, very sensible thing that I've taken a serious note on and incorporated it into my everyday life. He's like, I really like this jacket. Let's go look at everything else, and then we'll come back. I was like, this guy, he's a wise egg, this guy, this Tim guy. Yeah, so that's what we did. We made sure that was a wise egg. Is just like stick out of the water.
Stick out of the water, that wise egg, you.
We went to all the stores, and we found just the right jacket, and it was that one. But we came back and made sure it was...
Yeah. By the way, guys, to bring it back to biking real quick, if you guys don't mind, you don't mind, right?
Oh, we don't mind.
Yeah, I guess we're cool with you talking about biking on our mountain bike podcast.
I guess.
So, I mean, obviously, I rode my bike like my whole life as a kid, and I haven't really ridden like the last 15 years. And I wiped out a million times, but I wiped out for the first time as an adult like 2 weekends ago. Not horribly bad, but I was sprawled out like a stick out of water. And so, for me, biking is like, it's the best. I mean, Traverse City especially, just such a fun town to just ride around. Like, I like getting lost in the different neighborhoods in the summer. I'll just pop around from brewery to brewery and just enjoy being outside, enjoy cruising. I don't need to like go to the Vasa or the trails to like get my biking fix.
Yeah, we did that city ride that one day, and it was a blast. We hit up like...
Dude, I did that like every week. I do it all the time. yeah, I miss that. There's nowhere to go right now, but I still ride around that. So the trail, and I was riding over towards, if you don't know Traverse City, this won't matter, but like behind the old hospital, and there's this trail.
The
like
Commons, through some, right?
Open fields, Larry. I think we took each other there. I don't know who showed who, but these open... fields, trails through like meadows, basically right by there. And I'm coming across, I say like 100 yards of just like a raised, trail, I guess, through some open meadows. And at the end of it, there's a big mound, like say 3 or 4 feet, kind of steep. and I'm like coming full speed, and I don't know what came over me, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to ride right up to it and stop at the top. I'm just going to like ride full speed and just come to a full stop atop this little thing. And it's not even big enough for my whole bike to fit on. It's about 4 feet up, maybe three. And just like the circumference of like a kitchen table, like it's not huge. And, good use of the circumference, by the way. So I ride full speed into this thing, and I don't know what came over me, but I didn't stop. I didn't slow down. And I like basically right behind it, there's just like this drainage ditch that's just like, so all of a sudden this little 3.5 feet like little mound drops down to like 7 or 8 feet
like on the opposite side. Oh my god!
And there's water and like mud at the bottom of it. So I ride full speed up to this thing, and then like I come across to the top, and I tried to like stop and like probably jerked my body trying to stop, and the bike just flipped over, and I went sprawling like into the stuff. But I managed to like in I don't know. I managed to just like separate myself from the bike a little bit. So the bike went in, and like one of my feet went in. I landed on my hands, luckily. And I think I like skinned my hands or something. But like overall, it was fine. And luckily, no one saw me, because the first thing I did was walk around like I was embarrassed. I'm mad at the bike or whatever. And no one saw me, luckily. But it was a good humbling moment, because I think I was getting a little cocky on that thing. And I needed to come back down to earth a little bit, but it was kind of nice to have my first wipeout since I was like a teenager.
Oh, did it give you like a little bit of energy? That's something I always talk about here. Of like, there's something about, obviously nobody likes falling, but there's that feeling you get of like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm not that hurt. And I feel tough now.
Yeah. Yeah. There is, for sure. Like that movie, Green Street Hooligans. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah.
Love that movie. But he's got the line where he's like, you realize the, like, you can survive being punched in the face. And then there's a whole like new take on life once you, once you've done that. And that's kind of like what it's like. Like once you wipe out, you realize you're fine, then you kind of have no fear.
That's the movie with when like Frodo does like drugs, right?
Frodo does soccer fights.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's great. That reminds me, I should add this in. I did eat total shit that ride that we were talking about earlier with John. It was at the very end, and I kind of just like went off like ahead at the like the last like checkpoint. I kind of sped through it, and I still have a scar on my arm from that. I fell so hard, just like right onto my damn elbow, and it was bloody for at least the rest of summer. And then now it's like scarred. Like I got toasted that day. And, just, and your story, you want to know
how slow I am is that you, I didn't even know that you wiped out till like the next Monday. Cause I was just so far behind. you're like talking about it at work. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, you didn't see that. Like John was like helping me up. I was like, whoa, I don't remember that. I was in a different part of the woods.
That rules. yeah. So no matter Tim, how, anyways, yeah, go. Forget. I'm not talking.
This is so like, this is just the normal of podcasting remotely is now like, we'll start talking. Like, no, you go. No, you go. Yeah. No, you go. But what I was going to say is, Tim, what kind of beers are you working on now that it sounds like the breweries are closed? You still having some craft beer sessions? What's your go-to quarantine beer?
So,
right,
yeah, a little about me. About 2 weeks ago, I hopped on the White Claw train.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, boys, I am all in. They are delicious. They are not as bad for you as beer.
They're delicious and nutritious.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like realizing and like, all I've done since this quarantine started is just eat. Like every time, like my apartment's not that big. So like if I have to go to my room, the living room, the bathroom, everything goes through the kitchen. Every time I walk through, I'm like grabbing handfuls of grapes and crackers and whatever, chips. So I just like, I got to stop drinking beer on top of it. So I switched to White Claw and they're really good.
I think you're preaching to the damn choir. Yep.
Always support White Claw. I think anytime I'm drinking a White Claw, I still message the dirty chain boys and tell them, hey, we're drinking White Claw because White Claws are good. And there are so many other kinds of seltzers. I saw that they're making a Werner's seltzer. How fucking cool is that?
Whoa, wait. Back up. So alcoholic or just like
light? Boozy Werner's seltzer.
Whoa. I'm interested.
Tasty. I'm excited.
Brian, you just tried the new Shorts variety pack. That new all light carb, light carb locale. Can you walk me through a couple of those that you tried? And then I think we can kind of tease that. I want to do a whole episode where we go through a couple of these.
I would like to do a full review of the whole box itself. I think it would be fun to do in the pod. And I also want to do a shootout for the low-cal IPAs of Founders All Day, Bell's Lighthearted, and now Short's Lil Huma. But
that's what we need to do. The three low-cal IPAs, which are my new favorite kind of beers. Like Tim says, I've been also eating my damn way through this quarantine depression, and a light IPA is right up my damn alley. So I'd love to review those three. The Lil Huma sounds so good. You've been
Lil Huma was really good. Yeah, I had one of those last night. There's also a Soft Parade seltzer in there, which is like,
yes, that's why I brought this up. Yes. Tell me about that one. Just talk about that one. We can save the rest for later.
All right. Cause there's like a light stout in there that I haven't tried yet. And then the other one is Locals Light, which is a good, just like regular beer, just like kind of whatever. But the seltzer I think is super, it was awesome. And it really tasted like some Soft Parade in there. And it was labeled under Shorts because if you remember, Shorts made a seltzer over summer called, it was the Beaches one.
Aloha, right? Like,
yeah, it was
Aloha
like
Aloha Beaches.
Aloha. That no, that was the Natty one, but it was something like that. Maybe just said Aloha on it. I don't know, but it was green and yellow and it was supposed to be like a citrus.
It was tropical. Like mango too, right? It was really good.
Yeah, like it was pretty good, but it wasn't labeled under shorts. And maybe they didn't exclusively brew it, but I don't know who would have brewed it. It had to have been them. Maybe they were just trying a new brand, and I really feel like they should have just like went balls deep and just said like, "Hey, this is our own seltzer," because the Soft Parade seltzer was really tasty. But curiously, it's not clear.
Okay, so it's a little thicker.
Yes.
Like, so for like the Trulies or the White Claws, those are like 99 or 100 calories. What was the Shandy one? Or it's not Shandy. They have the
Shandy one. But this is, I don't know how many calories salt. That is, because those are delicious.
Yeah, those are thick bitches.
But those are like your inside feels sticky after you drink it. Like it's that sugary. Though these are, I think they were, it's under 100, wherever it was. I think everything in that pack is really? Under 100. So super low. Yeah, it was surprising.
Man. So, but overall, the variety pack's a good purchase so far. Give us a little hint.
So far, so good. Lil Huma alone is awesome. There's more Huma flavor in Lil Huma than there is Two Hearted flavor in Lighthearted.
Okay. Good to know.
So that's interesting.
Tim, I want to tell you a little bit. We kind of have a brawl starting with Founders Brewery here.
We do.
It started on like the very first episode. Tim or not, Brian, Tim came and he was being an ass.
No, Tim's being a dick.
No, but Brian was complaining because he was drunk one night and got kicked out of Founders. Fast forward to the other
Alexa's
day, Brian's
brother got kicked out. Anyway, we're not getting into it. I digress.
Brian, obviously, it's a trigger still. So the other day, like we've never had Founders interact with our Instagram before, but then Brian posts this picture of that Lil Huma beer and says, "This is so good, it's a all day killer," and then tags Founders in it as to say, like, "Hey, step it up," because
they gotta know that competition is on the horizon.
And they liked it, just like, and the like to me is so much worse than like saying something, because they wanted us to know that they saw it. And it's like, we might have a war with Founders coming up.
Either that, or you got a new sponsor for the show coming up,
right? They're gonna be like,
well, hey. Not them, because I don't think they're gonna be thrilled about that.
Yeah, they might. They might. We'll see.
Tim, didn't we get Shorts to sponsor an episode or two of?
We couldn't get them to sponsor, but they sent a case of beer for us. So we threw.
How did you guys go about doing that?
Yeah. Do we still have that contact?
Maybe
yes. I'd love to get Shorts to send us stuff like down here. That'd be even cooler.
Larry, did you reach out or did the interns do that?
You know, I think it was the interns. That's why I don't remember how it came to.
Yeah. But we just reached out like, "Hey, we have an NHL podcast. He's from Michigan. Like, we'd love to talk about your beer." And they said like, "Hey, we can't really afford sponsorships, but here's a 12 pack of like assorted goodies." And someone brought it over to the agency. It was delicious.
All right, Brian, we need to step up our game, because that's the kind of stuff that I'm all about. Like, I'll sell an ad for a single beer. I don't even need a 12
right? <pack. laughs> Yeah, we can sell this shit on anything. Anyways, Larry, what do you think about making merch? Local Roots bike merch. How hard is it to make a jersey?
Jerseys are hard. I can do t-shirts. I can do long sleeves. Hey, go to johnscottallstar.com. A couple of those shirts I helped make. So I've done that before. That's the easy part.
Stop giving away free ads.
You know what? I would be so grateful. Everyone here can stop this podcast. Go listen to Tim's and John's, because frankly, they've got more hours and it's better.
And he's a professional athlete.
Yeah, and their producer who was doing it when they first started is just so talented and set them up for success.
I've heard the podcast is much better now, though.
Me too.
You heard correctly.
I will say, yeah, we're talking about all these light beers, and I'm over here drinking it. This is like the most pulpiest New England I've ever seen.
What you working with?
Wait, is that the one that is it? What's the one that I got when I was out with you in downtown Grand Rapids? It was like yellow milk. It was so thick.
We were at
Grand Rapids Brewing.
That was at Grand Rapids Brewing, yeah. That was a thick bitch, too. This is thicker.
Gosh, it was thick. It was like a milkshake.
Yeah. This one's very opaque. I think you could put a 1,000 lumen light behind it and you couldn't see shit. It is the Immortal Nation from Arvon Brewing, and it's a double New England, and it was canned today. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I gotta put you on blast for a second, Brian. You're talking about the Right Brain, and it's probably my least favorite brewery here in Traverse City.
All right, that's the last thing we're gonna do before we wrap up here. Let's rank our top four. Let's go around the circle. Top four Traverse City breweries. How about that?
Oh shit, I gotta look them up.
Why four?
Just do three. This is the first number. Okay, fine.
So, yeah, Right Brain, it's a cool spot. I wish I liked it. I love the location. I love the building, but the beers are just too out there for me. You got to love the dark,
I love the pistachio beer they make. They have really good New England, too.
Just make a beer. Stop trying to be so weird about it.
They had an asparagus beer for a while. They get
wet. Oh, they did.
And I actually, Tim, I do have your back 100% on this statement because they get wild.
I know Right Brain used to make the beer for Owosso, Michigan's Wrought Iron Grill, and then they recently switched to having Shorts make it. So it's probably a reason for that.
Some sort of drama happened there.
Well, I think they probably just thought Shorts was better. But did Right Brain make the beer for Mud Sweat in 2018?
They do. Right Brain actually sponsors Mud Sweat, and don't quote me on this, but I think they've done it the last couple of years. So
did they do it last year? I didn't go for Alexis' graduation, but
Yeah, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
But they definitely did.
Okay. The only reason I'm looking over at my longboard that you broke, Larry. But it has a bunch of stickers on it. It has a Right Brain on it, but then it has a 2018 Mud Sweat sticker. And I'm like, what beer is that? I don't know what that is. Okay, moving on. Totally irrelevant. Sorry. Traverse City Beers, Around the Horn. Tim.
I can go first if you guys want to think about it.
Do it, Larry.
I'm ready. I'll work my way up from the bottom. we're going to go breweries. There's so many damn breweries there. I'm going to start, I guess, with my number one because we've already said it, and it's The Warehouse. Formerly where Right Brain used to brew, it's just so good.
Workshop?
Isn't it called Workshop?
You said The Warehouse.
Oh, it's so good. I know so much about it.
You're Googling, I'm like, what's The Warehouse? Have I been there? I don't know.
Sounds delicious.
Oh my goodness, I feel like an idiot now, and I was like so confident on that too.
Keep going, Larry, keep going. Back.
All right, so definitely, and it's hard because I was about to confidently say as my next one was going to be Hop Lot, but then I realized they're not really a brewery, are they? You know what,
they are.
Yeah, they have some good beers there. And I think they're going to get number two, and it's mostly because they're the location. The beers are pretty good. They're not like slam dunk or like totally unique, but they're good. And the location there, just I've never had a bad time really. So that's my number two. And number three is it's going to be an upset.
Number two.
I'm falling apart over here. Damn it. Whatever. My third and final is going to be the Acoustic Tap Room.
Do you remember that place?
I've only been there once, and it was with my buddy here, Tim. And it was just like so – it was cool. I liked it.
They make their own beer?
Vibes in there, and it's all – but it's meads. It's cider and meads.
Really?
And they were doozies too. Each one was like 8 or 9%. Like everyone there like knew each other, and you just like wanted to know how everyone knows each other and how to be their friend and like hang out. It was like a weird crowd, but like a cool crowd, and the beers were good, and I want to go back. And that's where I'm going to leave it. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. So ironically, I think our one and two are the same. Workshop, so underrated, so underappreciated.
It's called Warehouse.
Number two, also Hop Lot. I mean, it's just I wish it was closer. I kind of like this far away, but it would be cool to go there more often. Like you said, the environment, the experience in that whole back area is just really, really cool. The food's really good. Uncle Green Guys, their IPA, I just freaking love it. Number three, a little, I think, is underrated. I kind of like that it's this way because it's never crowded. Earthen Ales. Have you guys been?
Oh, damn.
Never been.
Oh, I forgot.
So this is the one. It's like tucked away. Like you would never even see it unless you were looking for it. It's behind the pavilions, behind the old hospital, like way up, kind of against the woods, in this area of Traverse City.
Where you fell, right?
Sorry?
Kind of by where you fell, right?
Yeah, it was. Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up.
Gotta bring that.
But it's like one more time. They have a little food truck there, and it's just like a hidden gem of a spot. It's never crowded. There, it's a really good beers. It's like a local couple that does it. It's a great spot for sure. That's my three.
Dropping straight heat.
All right. My turn now. Have you guys ever been to Bravo Zulu when it was open?
No.
I've never even heard of it.
It was like an Air Force themed brewery. It was god awful. but
where was it? In Traverse City?
It was in TC, yeah, but it was going out of town east along the lake.
Okay, interesting.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it closed down probably like 6 or 7 years, maybe 8. I don't know. Anyways, all right.
So you just wanted to say how shitty it was?
I just want to say how shitty it was. I was hoping maybe you, Larry, or Tim would know what it was, but this is not funny that none of you know. So, all right, moving on. my favorites are, I really, really like Right Brain. I've had a lot of fun in there. I think maybe it's just the environment.
Yeah, they've got a cool setup for sure.
I think I've only been in there hungover on Sundays and for Tyler's bachelor party.
Hold on. So, let me pause you real quick. Let's come back to Right Brain when we're done, because I have a funny story I want to tell about that before we close out.
Love it. All Tim, right. You're a better host for our podcast than
nope.
we are.
Yeah, no kidding. We need to hire you.
You can't afford me.
That's very true. That's very true. I love, they have a pistachio beer that I really like at Right Brain. I also really enjoy.
I'm curious. Is it like pistachio ice cream?
It's like a. I think it was lighter. It was like a light stout. I could be totally wrong, and it was dark. I just remember it was pistachio, and it tasted like vanillas, and it was delicious. My other favorite, like you guys said, the Workshop. It's the first place that I think I've ever played the get the washer on the nail thing with the fishing line. Oh my
God, right? How addictive is that?
In hours. And I've been really tuned up in there. And I remember, Larry, when we were with somebody in the band, was like, play AC/DC.
Oh, God.
A lot of good times.
We'll save that for another episode.
A lot of good times. And then I do really enjoy North Peak. I love Diabolical. Mm. They have a tropical Diabolical. Their food is great, but I think I like it particularly just because Kilkenny is underneath.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a Kilkenny's boy.
So that's
Tim, yeah, I don't know about you, but our office was like right above Kilkenny's, or well, I guess Kilkenny's too, but right above North Peak. So I don't know. I guess I associated it with work more than anything.
I wish I liked it, because it would be cool to go there, like just go downstairs at 5 o'clock every day. But I am not a big fan of their food or their beer. I love IPAs. I don't think the Diabolical is very good. I wish I loved it.
I agree.
100%. Well, fuck me then, right? All right.
Well, Tim, how about you hit us with that Right Brain story?
Okay, it's not a crazy, crazy story, but I think it's kind of funny. So, Right Brain, unlike you two handsome gentlemen, I don't have a wonderful, beautiful, significant other. So, I've been on the dating apps with Tinder and Bumble, and this is probably the last summer. And I met this girl on, I think, Bumble, and we went out to Right Brain because she's like, "Hey, there's Monday night. There's a trivia or something, or Tuesday or whatever." So we go, I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be great." I show up, and it was like a double date. She wanted to bring her friend and her boyfriend, and really nice people. We get a couple beers, the trivia starts, and it's a weird trivia. They don't call out the questions. It's basically just like you get like, I think there's multiple rounds where you just fill in the answers on a sheet basically. So it's kind of low key trivia where there's not like an announcer just talking the whole night. But the first round of questions on this paper was all related to The Big Lebowski, the movie. But none of us had seen it. So just like there was one line that like someone knew just from like Twitter or memes or something. But other than that, none of us have seen it. So it's not good. So we're coming from behind. This is not a good first round for us. So we're just like, we're screwed. We're like, basically there's no chance we have of even winning. And then the next round comes in 20 minutes later, and it's another sheet and it's 10 more Big Lebowski questions. And I'm like, what is going on? And I look at the little card in like the center of the table, and it's Big Lebowski trivia night. So we just like, we had no idea. And we're just like, okay, we're screwed. We ended up leaving and going to Rare Bird instead. Another great, wonderful Traverse City institution.
And that was Pulp Fiction trivia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. It was not ideal. We did not do well. But yeah, that's my Rare Bird story.
That's great. So I guess, yeah, we filled up the time. That's for sure. I'm so thrilled that you came on, but I want to have you on again and we could, maybe in person, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm due for a trip to Traverse City.
Do some in-person stuff and, we can kind of cycle through some beers with Tim. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Plenty of room up here,
hockey
boys.
Hockey talk going would be fun too.
Some hockey talk.
Yeah.
Tim, why don't you plug the podcast one more time?
Yeah, it's called Dropping the Gloves, available wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes Wednesdays and Fridays. And yeah, follow us on Twitter, dropping_gloves.
All right. I love it. And I'm going to hook onto that plug. If you want to learn a little more about John, there's a Radio Lab episode, which is like an NPR podcast that they did all about him. I swear to God, I've listened to it twice and both times I teared up. It's that good. Like, they're that good at making podcasts. So go check that out if you're looking for something good. Yeah, it is. Really
it's
good.
One of the like best like audio experiences I think I've had. Like, it's awesome. It's really cool. And you might cry.
He still gets tweets about it. It came out February of last year and he still gets, people are still finding it and talking to him about it.
Yeah, it's that good. Well, Tim, thanks a ton, man.
Thank you for having me, boys. This is a blast.
Awesome. And you don't have to lie like that.